Why you have to trust your instinct, your inner voice. From the first meeting with the narcissist. Well, you have to understand that the narcissist chose you. He selected you because he saw that you have great qualities and abilities. You are beautiful, smart, youthful, joyful. You are full of life. You have delight in you. You have empathy. You have low self-esteem. He doesn't know your worth. And your boundaries are practically non-existent. But why and how? The narcissist is jealous, envious. He cannot believe that you have all those qualities. He's like, how come? Well, he doesn't have none. So the narcissist wants to be you. He wants to take the light out of you. He wants to take all of your qualities and abilities. While he will project all of his negativity into you. How? The narcissist will use manipulation tactics. But first things first, says the narc. I have to put my mask on. I have to create this fake persona so I can get my supplies and fling myself. Yeah? Ta-da! Mask is on. So let's go. The narcissist will groom you. And he will use flattery. But before that, he will want to use your empathy against you. So he will want you to feel sorry for him. He will tell you a sad story about his life. He will say that how life was so hard on him. His mother wasn't even there. She was always working, and his father said that he was a bomb, and his family was never there for him. His exes cheat on him, lie, steal. Of course, the narcissist is projecting. While you're sitting there, let's imagine that outside, drinking or having a tea, I don't know, eating. Your inner voice is like, what in the world? This person is crazy. He's fake. He doesn't mean you any well. We have to go. This person is not good for us. Let's go now. Something is wrong with him. I can tell. So, you will listen to your inner voice and you will leave. You will say to the narc, I have to go, whatever. You left. Without your knowing, you just gave a narc injury to the narcissist. Oh my God. If the narcissist could, he will try to hurt you because how dare you? You peasant, I am a god. How dare you don't believe my fake story? How dare you? Okay, I lie. So what?
I am hiding behind a mask. So what? I am entitled to everything that I want. Whatever. You left. The second scenario is while you're sitting there, listening to the narcissist, your inner voice is talking to you. Your inner voice says, this person isn't good. We have to leave. This person doesn't mean you well. He's not the right person for you. Something is wrong with him. We have to go. You will shut down your inner voice. Literally. And you will say, maybe we should give him a chance. Yeah, I won't be like his ex. And maybe he's not that bad. Maybe I can help him. Because the narcissist wants you to save him. He wants you to sacrifice yourself for him. He wants a savior. So, you didn't listen to your voice, your inner voice, and you give the narcissist a chance. You are officially a member, a new member to the narcissist arena. Welcome. Entering now. You are entering the cycle of abuse. First, love bombing. The narcissist will make a show in front of you. He will dance in front of you because he doesn't want you to see behind. The narcissist is hiding behind the mask. He will be your soulmate. Your prince charming, everything will go fast, so fast. You won't even have time to think. The narcissist doesn't want you to think. He wants you to cut in your emotions and your feelings, blah, blah, blah. Because behind the mask, there is this vile person waiting to discard you, devalue you. Behind the mask, there is a monster waiting to kill you. Bonjour, bonsoir.